Welcome to the Patreon-only extra podcast episode of The Alien Invasion. It's Dave, it's Anessa, it's Brad. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
So this is for the people supporting us at patreon.com/galacticnetcast, and thank you very much for supporting us at that $5 level. That goes a long way, believe me. This is not a full-size episode. It's not the same format as our regular episodes of The Alien Invasion. What we like to do here is do a little something extra. And I think last time we also did a question. Do you guys remember the last one we did? Was it like a question?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember what the question was, so yeah,
don't
ask.
I do not either. It doesn't matter because that was then and this is now. So the question is, if you could be part of any extraterrestrial race portrayed in fiction, which one would it be and why? If you can't decide on a single one, multiple answers are also acceptable. Brad, do you have an answer?
I need to find the name of the planet. Hang on.
Okay. And I still don't have an answer completely. Although, what's intriguing about one possible answer is just the calmness and wisdom of the race, and I'm thinking of Vulcans. But at the same time, they're not encouraged to show or express their emotions, right? They're supposed to repress their emotions.
Right.
So it'd basically be like you trying to hold in anger your entire life. So maybe I don't want to pick that one. Although I do like Vulcans a lot.
Yeah, I do like Vulcans in that they don't really let emotions cloud their judgment, but maybe they get so used to not feeling that it's easy to just kind of put the feelings by the wayside. Like, you don't focus on the feelings. And a lot of times when people get mad or unhappy, like they're sad, then sometimes they tend to focus on that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you focus on what's going on versus the emotion, then I think the Vulcans would have an easier time of just kind of, like I said, kicking the emotion to the wayside and be like, okay, let's focus on the issue.
Yep.
And fix it.
I struggle with the letting my emotions get the better of me when it comes to being in the moment a lot of times, especially being in a situation where there's a lot of duress, and
right.
That's very appealing. That's a very good point. The other one I was thinking was the Travelers, another Star Trek race. That was the guy that came on Star Trek: The Next Generation. I think he was on at least 3 episodes. The one that Wesley was supposed to be.
Oh yeah.
Connected to some, like he was. Maybe one of them, or he had their power, where they could basically think of where they wanted to go and they were there.
Yeah, I think that he, I want to say he was gifted the power, but I mean, that's basically how he exited the show.
Yeah, and that was a dumb way to go. I was so pissed off that was the way that Wesley Crusher left Star Trek The Next Generation. I mean, people didn't like that character that well, but, I mean, to me, he wasn't that bad. And I thought it was a stupid way for him to leave the show.
Yeah, it was.
I have a third possible answer, and it's also a Star Trek answer. You can tell Star Trek is my favorite sci-fi show ever, or franchise. I'm going to say a Q, because Qs are basically omnipotent. They can do anything. And to have the power to do anything would be pretty awesome. To do with it good things, not things that Q did.
Yeah.
Which were kind of asshole-ish.
But, you know, from what I remember, though, I mean, if you're a Q, that race just has no concept of what it's like to be mortal, and that's really what causes a lot of problems.
So yeah, and there was that one...
Behavior just comes with it.
There was that one storyline, I think it was Voyager, where the Q wanted to commit suicide because he was just bored. He just wanted to finally die and end it. And that would also be a problem. I mean, how long could you live without just driving yourself crazy?
Yeah, because I remember that. I think that was the one where he actually takes some of the Voyager crew to his planet, and he's like, I've been here before. I've been the Scarecrow. And he's like, you know, these humans are trying to perceive the Q realm, and their brain had to filter it heavily so it could be protected and kind of understand what's going on. And they were standing at a crossroads, and there was like a Scarecrow standing up in this field. It was very a rural setting.
There was a gas station. As I recall.
It was really just wacko.
Yeah.
As it should be. And, you know, and he's just like, oh, I've done that before. I've been that. And it's like, I'm not sure I understand what that really means. But when I started to think about what that meant, I'm like, God, to be that old.
Yeah.
Where you've just kind of jumped around to experience something else.
Yeah.
That's got to suck.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brad, did you come up with your answer?
I did.
All right.
And it's comic book related.
Oh, no, really? What a
surprise,
shock.
Surprise. I want to be a Tolokian.
Okay. Explain what a Tolokian is.
Okay. In the Legion of Superheroes, there is a race of people on the planet Talak 8. And they are blue-skinned aliens, but there is a certain line that has the genetic capability to be the shadow champion. In other words, they wield the power of shadow. They can create a darkness within either a sphere or an area. They can control this darkness, and not a feeling of darkness, but actual lack of light darkness.
Ooh.
And that person who is the shadow champion is supposed to protect Talak 8 and their people from outside attacks and things like that. And there are two people that at one point in time wield the ability, and they are cousins. And one of them becomes a member of the Legion of Superheroes, while the other stays on Talak to remain to be the Shadow Champion. So I guess mine is like, I want to be a Tolokian, but I want to be a Tolokian who has the capacity to become a Shadow Champion.
I see.
Boom. They are blue skinned. They have very dark hair, and they kind of remind me a little bit of Romulans without being complete jackasses.
Okay.
You know, they came from a race of people who fought a lot, maybe more like Klingons, but they've
learned their lessons, right? They've learned the lesson. Okay.
The capacity is still there. They are still a little, depending on which reboot of the DC universe, they're still a little brutal. I'd be a Tolokian of the Shadow Champion lineage.
Okay. So, Anessa, it's all up to you. The question is, if you could be any extraterrestrial race portrayed in fiction, which would it be and why?
Oh, my goodness. I've really kind of tried thinking about it, and I'm not sure what I would want to be. I mean,
what type of alien would you want to be? Like, not doesn't have to be a specific one, but like a warrior.
One that's not a dick.
So you don't want to be a Borg,
right?
Because they're the epitome of being dicks.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I kind of thought, for some reason, Battlestar Galactica popped into my head, but are they really aliens? Are the Cylons really aliens? Because, yeah. I mean, we kind of created them.
Yeah.
In a way, I kind of dig the overlords, I guess, from Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't really see them throughout a good chunk of the story until later. You don't know what they look like. But for the most part, you get the idea that they're just kind of there. Mm-hmm. They're not really harming people. And they're, you know, trying to keep everything in order by going, hey, if you do this, there are consequences. Look, there's consequences. And then people are discouraged from being dicks.
Now, refresh my memory. In the book, do they look like the devil like they did in the TV show, in the TV
they
movie?
Do. Mm-hmm. Spoiler okay. alert if you have not read or seen either. But yes, they do end up looking like the stereotypical image of Satan that you would think. Like, he's got the horns and he's got the tail, and in this case they also have wings, and they do look, they are kind of ugly in their description, but, and it's not so much that they're doing stuff to the humans, it's just that they know that the humans are kind of reaching this point where they're going to evolve, mm-hmm. and they're trying to kind of like help them along and then move on to the next place that's ready to evolve. So they're not really, from what I remember, they're not really trying to cause harm so much, but yeah, just kind of hanging out, doing their thing.
All right.
Punishing people that are being bad.
Because somebody has to, right?
Yeah, you know, you got to have some sort of control.
If not you, then who? You know, could be somebody else worse.
So it's more of like a supervisory position, I suppose. Because, I mean, they let people live their lives. They do their thing. They go, they work. I think they still have their own form of government, probably, so long as everybody, you know, gets along.
As long as you don't act up and do something stupid, you're fine. And that's...
Yeah, like everything goes on business as usual. You just happen to have these big ships hanging overhead and you don't know what they look like inside.
You know, I think our world needs something like that right now. You know?
Yeah, there are days. There are days.
Like every day. All right. So there you go. I think those are our answers to that question. If you want to answer that question, you can email aliens@gncasts.com. We'd love to hear your answers. And thank you guys again for supporting us on Patreon. And next month, another Patreon extra episode of the Alien Invasion Podcast. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.